When I talk like this, there always looms up before me a picture of a young man, Joseph Wannenmacher, who came into the faith home in Zion at a time when God kept this objective before the people all the time. And I remember the time he came, he got saved. And I remember how people were proud of being at the faith home and hearing from heaven. They told me what wonderful people they were. One minister told me what a wonderful man he was, what a wonderful call he had. Why, he had a wonderful call. The Lord had spoken to him about it and spoken to him by the hour about it. And then he spoke deridingly about Joseph. But the difference was this, that Joseph didn't think of any being a great man, but he took the message and he went to seeking the Lord. And though he was very weak, I remember times when he'd fast for 2 weeks. He'd pray. He was so weak he had to stay in bed to pray. But he prayed. Oh, how he prayed. It was my privilege to pray with him. He had an objective. He wanted to find God. He found God. And though he had no eloquence, he couldn't preach like these other great men. Yet he went way beyond them. The others are today broken vessels. They're no place. Talking about it won't do it. Priding yourself of having a call won't do it. But acting upon it will. And Joseph acted upon it. He prayed. He set his face unto the Lord his God. He sought God. God came to him. God changed him. Today, his name shines not only in this country, but in Europe as well. He's unique. He's one in 10,000. How did he become that way? Well, he didn't seek to be great, but he sought to do the will of God. For instance, he sought to live a life of love. Oh, beloved, what are we doing? God's calling you.